todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 5, 2012. This is episode 72 of the To Do List Home podcast, Things to Do for a Better Life, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Take Her Anytime by the Long Boatmen, recorded in 1966, coincidentally the year that I was born. Watch and have a listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. Today I'm going to do the format a little different. I'm not going to get into all the different reasons and things that we have available at the todolisthome.com website. I just wanted to capture your attention and let you know that the key to a good life is wanting what you have. For me, that's my family and friends and my reputation. Without those, I am nothing. When I was a young man, I used to want many things. I really wasn't sure what I wanted. I just knew that I didn't want to have the life that I was currently leading. And I had to begin a journey, and I had to begin this journey starting at the very bottom. And for me, the very bottom was basic training with the United States Army at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. It was from there that I was able to begin life new. I was 23 at the time. I thought I knew a lot, but I realized I knew nothing. And one of the things that the Army taught me was that I had better learn what I could to survive through my commitment in the Army and get my ass back to college as quick as I could. I had to learn to be patient. I had to learn to persevere. I had to learn to be a good soldier and to make all of those things come true. I did make it back out of the Army safe and sound. I did make it back into college. I did eventually graduate. And a short time later, I ended up in Japan. I spent 8 years there, starting at the bottom of the Japanese career ladder as an English teacher and working my way up through IT and other different types of companies to end up with the world's largest telephone company. And then I realized that the journey required me to get my ass back to the United States and do something more for my country in which I grew up in, and that's what I do now. However, now that I'm older, I want to keep what I have, but I also want to improve it, and I want to be more influential in my future and that of my family. I wasn't quite sure what these feelings that I was having as I turned 40 and 42 and 44 were really going to impart on me. But what I learned as I became a homeowner was that there's a lot of things to do when I am less reliant on others to take care of them for me. What I really wanted to take care of was being someone who was not going to be caught off guard by what the future brings. The future's coming. There's no stopping it. How it comes and when it comes, we have no control over. But what we expect out of it are the things that we can influence today. By preparing for the future, we are able to influence the kinds of futures that we want. For me, being part of this community, being part of this world, it is important to want to be somebody who gives back after what I've learned. Now that I'm older, I've learned a lot, I've made a lot of mistakes, and one of the things that I hope to do through this website is to provide some cost-saving lessons to those of you out there who may wish to take on some of these endeavors that I am pursuing now to lead to a better life. I begin each episode with discussing the drivers of the todolisthome.com website and podcast. I've mentioned before in episode 12 that the first one, doing this work, is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research. Rather than just being a pooler of information and resources from the internet, I wanted to be a contributor to content that's found on the internet, and more importantly, I wanted to do it in a way that I would want to see that information. I know that I don't have a lot of time. There's a lot of things that I'm interested in for producing here in my home, and I want to find the ways, the most efficient ways to do that. And after living here for a little more than 3 years now, I've developed some techniques and some successes, and I thought that it was time to not only pay back, but since the list of things to do for a better life really never ends, it's not that I'm looking for an end point, but again, it's the journey along the way. I'm following the musical notes of my life, as we should. Having this website is an excellent way for me to keep track of all the neat things, at least what I consider to be the neat and interesting things that I do around here. Sharing them with you is what I think is the right thing to do. The second driver is learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. In short, this driver is about being a producer. I don't want my home to be something I have to provide for, but I would like my home and my land, as small as it is, to produce for me. And I want to learn from my mistakes in production. And the easiest things for me to produce, and the things that I really get a kick out of, maybe this is my manopause, as I joke around with some other male friends that once we hit our 40s, you know, we're learning these gardening techniques and permaculture techniques that we never knew about. And we're kind of wondering, why didn't we grow up learning the kinds of things we're doing to put food on the table and to get a little closer to nature? The bigger permaculture things that I do include raising the honeybees, because honeybees are a part of nature and they add to the vibrance of gardens and the neighborhood and making flowers beautiful. And selfishly, I wanted larger and more production from my gardens. I've developed different ways of gardening, not on my own, not ways that I came up with just from my own imagination, but I've developed them to a point where what I do here isn't seen in any of the other parts of the neighborhood, at least where I live. I've learned about hugel culture, raised bed gardening. I like to plant perennials over annuals, and that's permanent plants over plants that you have to replant year after year. A few years ago, I started planting just about every vegetable you can imagine, and it was only through trial and error that I learned what I really like, what my family likes to eat, and we try to stick with the basics from that. From there, with all of the work that I do to produce gardens and fruits and vegetables in the space that I have, I've gathered a few people around me. The close neighbors here are always quite interested in what's going on, because typically you don't see what I'm doing in a suburban neighborhood. When I'm planting raspberries and blackberries and asparagus, the garlic that I grow, and how I use different plants and flowers like marigolds and garlic to keep pests away, I get a lot of attention from some of the older neighbors, and some of them, their roots go back to traditional farming from different parts of the country. And they're always amazed, and they come by with questions and want to know, where do I get all this information, or how did I learn how to do this or that? And I always say, I do what the internet tells me to do. But I've gotten smarter about that, and I want to continue to learn and improve these permaculture techniques so that I can start to supply a percentage of what we eat for my family. Right now, I'd say maybe in the high time of the summer, we probably only bring in maybe, if we're lucky, 30 to 40% of our vegetables, and we're going to be increasing the fruit production there as well. 30 to 40%, well, that's not everything, so why bother? But 30 to 40% build up over a 3 to 4 year period, this will be my fourth gardening season that I'm going into, is really something. I grow sprouts all winter long to supplement our diets, and this adds to our ability to provide for ourselves and to be able to provide for others and to be able to do so in a way that I don't have to go out year after year, buy the same equipment, buy the same type of seeds and things that are typically done throughout the neighborhood here, the Home Depots and the different home stores and the gardening centers all get packed with people year after year. It's the same people buying the same stuff over and over and over. What we like to do is to grow our plants, grow our vegetables, harvest seeds from them, learn how to improve upon those techniques, and experiment with even more fun stuff like making wine from what we grow in our yard. This allows us to develop a sense of reliance on ourselves. And if we can share this kind of knowledge with the people around our neighborhood, and I can do it through the website, together we can become just a little bit more independent from all of the different complex systems that we are currently dependent on. The third driver is retiring at age 55 or younger. Now, I've done a few episodes already, and I'll provide links to those episodes in today's show notes about what that exactly means. It does not mean that I become a rich man and stop working at 55. Retiring at age 55 or younger for me implies that I am not dependent on my wage for my livelihood and that of my family. And the fourth driver is the survivalpodcast.com. Jack Spierko at the survivalpodcast.com does an amazing job of coming up with so many different things to help people develop a sense of independence and financial security and freedom in your lives, that the topics he covers are not anything fancy or fast sales talk, but it's the kind of talks that you never had with your grandparents, or maybe in the case of some listeners, your great-grandparents. That's why I always encourage people to go to the survivalpodcast.com. Jack is a master, and he's expanded beyond just trying to get people to wake up feeling better about tomorrow, whether tomorrow's a good day or not. But he has another website called 5 Minutes with Jack, and that's at jackspierko.com. And that website is geared towards people who want to become entrepreneurs on the internet and develop and market themselves and their businesses in ways that you will think to yourself, why haven't I started this already? My to-do list is typically keeping track of things that I do around the home, and for me, they end up making my life better. I have a number of things on my to-do list, and one of them now that's a regular is making this podcast and improving the website to the point where people can visit and find valuable information and implement it into their own lives on some scale. And the goal is that something will, you know, alter the way that people live a little bit and enjoy themselves a lot more. I already explained how I implement the permaculture techniques into my life, but it's a little bit more than just growing vegetables and planting seeds and trying to dig in the dirt a little bit. This is more about making the most of what you have to get something to produce for you. So when I make my episodes, I typically build them around things I'm doing around the home for home repairs and home security projects and some other ideas and why I do those things, and I'm cheap. So I like to share ways on the most efficient ways to fix appliances and control energy costs in general. Additionally, there's the beekeeping. A year ago, 2 years ago, I knew nothing about beekeeping. But now that I've been tracking my progress with the bees and putting videos on the internet at YouTube channel Tokyo73, developing the Facebook page and the Twitter page to help not only me, but, you know, to keep some of the followers clued in to what's going on today in order to, you know, continue this sense of a permanent culture, to continue building and trying to produce from what I build. Through that production, we can gain and share knowledge with other people. We can gain a little bit of sufficiency, and we learn how to become reliant on ourselves. When I talk about retiring at age 55 or younger, this goes into a four-part plan. This four-part plan consists of saving more money and improving home production. So by getting more out of what I can get off of my land, I save money, and getting more out of what I save in a bank provides for a safer future. A continuing assessment and cutting of the family budget. Really difficult to do. I've got a couple of little kids. I've got a wife. And some of my philosophy about how we should save and assess the budget and get into more deeper cuts of the budget. There's a few episodes that if you go back to some of the links that I'll put in today's show notes, it'll give you some clues as to how we go about doing that. Another part is developing income-generating streams and assets. This website, this podcast, this is an experiment. This is what I like to do. The key is to get into work that you're passionate about. I'm passionate about the to-do list I have at home. And my feeling is if I'm passionate enough about it, I know there's thousands of other people out there with the same concerns for the future, concerns for the present. And how do you manage and do the right things to influence the future into a way that you want to see it? Keeping track of things on this website will provide people with some shortcuts and a condensation of information that I found out there on the internet without extra commercials. The last part of the retiring early plan is finding an alternative place to live. That's the hardest part, something I really don't wish to think about too much, but it's one of the most absolute necessary parts, because if I am becoming financially independent, I'm no longer dependent on a wage. Living here in this home will require an extensive amount of energy in order to allow us to continue to live here. So it's important that I make plans for where we will be living in the future. Through the list of things that my family and I do for a better life, we plan to influence our future and to become financially independent. I want to be able to begin some type of funding of scientific research in new ways, more collaboratively than can be done now and with less restriction. The future and the future of the internet is without bounds. And with a little invention, with building a reputation through this website and podcast, I know that I can develop the type of income streams that will allow me to support my family as we go forward with their endeavors and to allow me to become independent from the wage that I currently rely on. All of these things are dependent on what I have as my internal driving mechanism. And I'll share this with you. If you can conceive an idea and you believe in it long enough and hard enough and you work for it, you can achieve it. Take it from somebody who started from the bottom and had the wildest, craziest dreams that most people have, but actually persevered and helped and worked to achieve them. It can be done. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience. But I think that as I develop this vision for what my better life actually is, even though right now I have the life that I want, I know that if I work to conceive and believe and not be deterred by, I will achieve the financial independence that I believe I can influence within the next 9 years. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.